Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
This terrorist regime began 47 years ago by literally taking U.S. hostages. And then here they are 47 years later, slaughtering their own people in the streets and then holding the entire world hostage economically by threatening to close the strait. And, of course, President Trump has made it very clear the consequences if they try to do that.
So the Iranians, that's Doug Burgum, he's the energy secretary.
Secretary of the Interior, I think.
He is?
Why is he talking about the exterior?
I thought he was the energy secretary. All right.
Nah.
So Iran was going to try to mine the Strait of Hormuz so that none of the oil ships could go through there, and then we blew the bejesus out of 16 of their mining ships yesterday to try to keep it open. But there still ain't no companies wanting to send their ship through there. Their crews are worried about dying. They're worried about losing their assets, their boat, and all the oil and everything like that. They can't get the insurance that they need to get from the big insurance companies all based out of London, which has caused their economics to go nuts. So there's a lot there. But then this Wall Street Journal story today that Iran is exporting more oil than they were before the war because they control it. They can send ships through there because they know they're not going to bomb their own ships. So they're sending more oil through the strait than they were before the war. Why are we allowing that? Because it would be even more disruptive to the oil market if we bombed their ships?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. And we don't want to start a weird tit for tat where we're going to sink you if you try to sink any ships, but we're going to sink a bunch of ships ourselves. Yeah, the world economy would go nuts, I think. That is ironic as heck, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Chris Wright is the Secretary of Energy.
Okay.
Charming fella, doing a lovely job, too, in my opinion.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Doug Burgum, again, is mostly in charge of bisons and Indian reservations, from what I understand, as the Secretary of the Interior. I'm not sure why he's speaking on behalf of the administration, but I don't mind it. He's a fine fella.
Sure.
So, do you know who Francis Fukuyama is? Doesn't really matter. He's a political scientist. Yeah, he made one of the worst predictions in the history of mankind. And apparently he has bounced back from his embarrassment and is writing again. And, you know, I almost hesitate to bring that up, but people who recognize the name might be yelling at the radio, what are you quoting him for? But I thought this is a pretty compelling piece. First, he's criticizing Donald J. for his unconditional surrender quote last week. You know, I would respond, hey, Trump says stuff, and then he changes what he's going to do, and everything is strategic ambiguity with Trump. I'm not saying that's a good thing.
Well, he
I think it would have been good if he'd communicated to the American people more clearly what our purpose was here, but it just is true about Trump.
Oh, absolutely. I think there'd be more support for the war if he'd have brought everybody along for the ride. But he clarified either today or late yesterday what he meant by unconditional surrender, and it didn't sound like what you usually think when you think unconditional surrender. So
yeah, that's a phrase with great historical weight and all, and Trump is no historian, obviously.
Do you know when FDR said it about Japan, which was very controversial? It was off the top of his head. He fired it off. He hadn't consulted. None of his people around him knew he was going to say that. And they're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So much as I'd like to continue talking about that because it's important and fascinating, back to the Middle East. It seems to me, because he says, normally a smart leader in such a situation would try to lower expectations and declare an achievable objective in the war, such as degrading the better part of Iran's ability to strike targets with ballistic missiles and drones. This would offer an opportunity for Trump to declare victory and disengage. Instead, Trump did the opposite. Except he won't. He will do what you are suggesting anyway, and people will say, yeah, he changed his mind on the unconditional surrender thing, or he didn't really mean it, or whatever. I don't think that's a big deal. But here's the problem, really interesting...
The problem with unconditional surrender throughout history is it really... I mean, it's really, you know, a rat backed into a corner fighting for its life. I mean, there's just no reason to not... give it every bit of fight you've got if your opponent is demanding unconditional surrender.
And right, it's like announcing no quarter. There will be no prisoners taken.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I ain't surrendering. Anyway, but here's where it gets more interesting. He says the new objective of unconditional surrender suddenly raised the goalposts to an unachievable height. Again, we're not doing that. Here's the good part. There are any number of reasons for Iran not to capitulate. In the first place, I'm sorry, that part is stupid too. Again, he's hung up on the unconditional surrender thing in historical precedents. He just says stuff, Francis. Give it up. It's fine.
I'll be gone by the end of the day. So, yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
A second reason for thinking that surrender won't happen is that it would be expose the regime to internal disintegration. Iran today is being ruled by force. A large part of the population hates the regime of the clerics that killed tens of thousands of protesters in January. The IRGC and the Basij, which is, I mean, they got so many damn different militaries and militias and stuff. The Basij are kind of internal goon squads, but they're hundreds of thousands of guys. But he writes, the IRGC and the Basij will not give up their weapons because they themselves would not survive. Oh, they'd be torn limb from limb. A final reason for not expecting unconditional surrender is that a good part of the regime can survive and continue fighting for some time to come. The air campaign has been extremely effective in going after Iran's visible military assets, air defenses, ballistic missiles, drones, launch facilities, ammo storage, military bases, and similar. But the tens of thousands of individual fighters are still there and will retain some residual capacity to fight back. And again, this is the part I find compelling. We've recently seen an example of what this looks like. The nearly 2.5-year-long war between Israel and Hamas has destroyed a huge amount of infrastructure in Gaza and has deprived Hamas of the ability to launch major attacks. But they are still there, commanding some degree of popular support in the remaining tunnels and shelters. They have not surrendered and will be a big obstacle to any attempt to rebuild Gaza and restore post-conflict government. Gaza is a much smaller territory, and Israel's been willing to enter it with ground forces. Iran, by contrast, is a very big country and has lots of places for the surviving regime to hide. It will not be possible to eliminate every missile and drone under their control, so we can expect continuing attacks on U.S.-aligned Gulf states and American facilities into the foreseeable future. The threat of a random drone strike hitting the big airline hubs in the Gulf will be economically very damaging, and you got the Straits of Hormuz and the rest of it. So what quote-unquote victory looks like is still a really, really open question.
Yeah, so
what do you think Trump is hoping for?
What is Trump hoping for? Boy, that's a good question. It would seem pretty unrealistic to hope for any kind of moderate leader to rise up. I don't know how you wouldn't be alive with the current structure of all the different military forces around them.
Do we strike a deal with what remains of the regime and say, look, these three conditions, you can't do this, that, or the other, or the dogs come back?
Yeah, I think he'd
get them to agree to it.
I think he'd be perfectly happy with some sort of military dictatorship taking over that says, okay, we ain't going to try to get a nuclear weapon, and we ain't going to mess with the ships in the strait, okay? And he'd be, cool, we're out. I think it's kind of interesting that from the how much support for the war is there, particularly among the Republican Party side, the Wall Street Journal editorial board is got a piece out today saying, don't end this before you decimate them to the point that they can't just rebuild in a couple of years. So that's the Wall Street Journal editorial board. And then you've got Brent Stevens, the opinion writer for the New York Times, saying, here are the things that we need to do. Seize Karg Island. So that's a little island there with the strait that really puts you in control of the Strait of Hormuz and their oil. Particularly Iranian oil is where you'd have so much power over Iran's oil there. And
I think it's got an enormous oil facility on it, too, unless I'm thinking of a different
island. It's like the key to Iranian oil is this Karg Island. Okay. And Trump has been saying we should take that going back to 1979 when the whole Carter hostage thing was going on. Donald Trump, billionaire playboy, was saying we need to take Karg Island. So maybe that's going to happen. I heard it bandied about on some podcast, and everybody thought that was just crazy and a bridge too far and all that sort of stuff. But Brett Stevens in the New York Times saying we should take Karg Island.
Mine that's absolutely going to take Marines.
I would assume so. Yeah.
A lot of them, yeah.
Mine or blockade Iran's remaining ports. That's a pretty provocative thing. Destroy as much Iranian military capability as possible over the next week or two, including a second Midnight Hammer operation to destroy what's left of Iran's nuclear capacity and know-how, and then threaten the regime with further bombing if it massacres its own citizens, mounts terrorist attacks anywhere, anything like that. That's the moderate conservative Brett Stevens in the New York Times, sounding more warlike than Lindsey Graham in that piece in the New York Times. Yeah. So that's
and I almost forgot to bring up old Pickaxe Mountain. You boys don't go down to Pickaxe Mountain. It's got a really old-timey Western name. It's a nuclear facility in Iran that's buried hundreds of feet underneath granite that they say is going to be even harder to take out than the Fordo facility and would probably take footwear on the turf, if you will. So that might be coming up, too.
So back to unconditional.
I mean, because to the greater point, if that facility is entirely intact, and this all settles down, and then 6 months from now they announce, hey, we got a bomb. So I mean, that would be utterly unacceptable.
Wow, that'd be that'd be something. Back to unconditional surrender. This is what I was talking about. Caroline Leavitt was asked about what unconditional surrender means in the White House press room yesterday afternoon, and she said, what the president means is, because that's the way she talks. I'm not going to talk
everything
that way. But
when she orders a pizza, that's how she talks. It's so obnoxious. It's I mean, she's a hell of an upgrade from KJP or whatever that is.
She's so strident in her tone. But anyway,
yes.
What the president means is that when he, as commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, determines that Iran no longer poses a threat to the United States and the goals of Operation Epic Fury has been fully realized, then Iran will essentially be in a place of unconditional surrender, whether they say it themselves or not. So by that definition, just when we decide it's over, they've unconditionally surrendered.
They will surrender under conditions that I have not yet set.
So I guess that's what it means. So
yeah,
there you go.
Fair. That's fine. Anybody hung up on that is a phony.
No, I'm not worried about it. The oil situation is pretty damned interesting. Are we going to take that Karg Island and take Iran's oil and try to work out some sort of deal like you get to be a military dictatorship or the Revolutionary Guard runs the country or whatever, but we are going to control a lot of the oil? Are they going to agree to that?
And you got to agree to rename yourselves Venezuelan.
Suppose if you bomb them enough, they agree to it. Because I don't know. Otherwise, you're dead. And if you're dead, really, the percentages of oil you get don't matter that much when you're dead.
Right. All you got is an indeterminate number of virgins, and that's kind of it. Yeah.
You know, I kind of liked the fact that Kobe Bryant had the second highest score in NBA history, but some guy passed him last night with 83 points. Interesting stats about that if you're a sports fan at all. And a whole bunch of other stuff. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000. $1,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000. Use code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000.
The smartest self-defense decision isn't made in the moment. It's made before danger ever appears, because when you pull a firearm trigger, you're not just stopping a threat. You may be starting a chain of legal, financial, and emotional consequences that can follow you for years. That's why more responsible Americans are choosing to lead with less lethal force. Byrna less lethal launchers fire tear gas and kinetic rounds designed to stop an attacker for up to 40 minutes, giving you time to escape, create distance, and get help without using deadly force. It's a smarter first response. Your college-age kids can carry it. Your spouse can use it. Even aging parents can handle it confidently. Byrna's best-selling compact launcher is sleek, slim, and incredibly powerful, built for discreet everyday carry. Byrna is proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. More than 750,000 have been sold worldwide, making Byrna a trusted leader in personal safety. And it's legal in all 50 states. No background checks. Ships directly to your door. Protect yourself. Protect your future. Start with less lethal. Visit Byrna.com today and find the right launcher for your family. That's B-Y-R-N-A.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, and salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is retired Chaska County Supervisor Trish Clark. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson needs you. Recent heavy rains brought to our attention that our 30-year-old roof is leaking, threatening a facility that serves our community seniors every single day. Join us on March 14th, dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary, auction drawings, and a chance to make a real difference. For tickets, contact the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson today, 365-3254, or go to our webpage at frontierseniorcenter.com.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
Hear ye, good folk. Thou art most warmly invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair this Memorial Day weekend. Join us Saturday, May 24th, from 10 of the clock in the morn until 6 in the eve. And Sunday, May 25th, from 10 in the morn until 5 in the afternoon at the Anderson Fairgrounds, 1890 Bridge Street. Behold, valiant knights clash in armored combat for honor and glory. Delight thy ears with lively Celtic and folk melody. Feast as though thou wert royalty, and wander a grand marketplace filled with handcrafted wares from artisans far and near. Admission is but $15 for adults, $13 for youth, ages 11 to 17, and children 10 and under. Enter free. Secure thy tickets upon Eventbrite, and skip the queue at the gate. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair, this Memorial Day weekend, at the fairgrounds in Anderson. Huzzah!
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
83 points, the second highest scoring game in NBA history. He will come out. of the game and hear it from the crowd. And we feel you at home.
It just became a domino effect from there. My teammates was feeding me. I was making shots. And then once I got to 70, I was like, might as well see how far you can get at this point. And ended up 83.
Once you got to 70. So this Bam Adebayo, who I'd never even heard of before, and I'm a kind of an NBA fan, but he's not a household name like Wilt Chamberlain and Kobe Bryant, obviously, who have the... If you're a fan of the NBA at all, the lore, everyone knows the lore that Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game, which is just a stunning number. It was not a televised game, so nobody's ever seen any highlights of it. Then Kobe, toward the end of a career, scored 82 once, and that was the second highest. This guy, last night for the Miami Heat, scores 83 points. Miami wins 150-129. That's a high-scoring game.
What's his name? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Bam Adebayo. He's the center slash power forward, 6'9", 28-year-old. And here's the couple of the interesting stats if you're a fan of the NBA at all. First of all, he shot about 50% from the field and 30% from three-point land, which are both good numbers, and put out lots and lots of shots. But when a guy is hitting like that, you start fouling him, right? Well, that's the problem. So even though he's plays center, and usually centers can't shoot free throws for crap, he made 36 of 43 free throw attempts. 43 times he went to the line, and he made 36 of them.
Wow.
So if a guy's on fire from the free throw line, it doesn't do any good to foul him because the clock is stopped and you're scoring points. Is
so
how
36
that
from the line, 47 from the field, shooting 50%. Huh. Wow.
Anyway, those are some stunning numbers. And the team went just berserko at the end. They were so excited to get him, you know, the second all-time highest score. I mean, champagne and everybody really enjoying it. So it's not like the I've always really liked the bit from Adam Sandler. That was one of his first bits that got him on Johnny Carson way back in the day about when Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points. And he's in the team huddles. First, the team huddle for the other team. Hey, who's got Wilt? He's hot. and then the team huddle for Wilt, one of the other players. Hey, Wilt, I'm open. My parents are here. Could you? 100 points. Yeah, but the teammates for this guy were not like, hey, I'm open. They were like getting him the ball as much as they could, see if they could get him the record.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if that was fun for the fans. It was probably fun.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That'd be a hoot. What team does he play for?
Miami Heat.
Are they in a playoff run? Or?
I assume they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that had to be super exciting and fun on the same night the U.S. lost to Italy in the World Baseball Classic. Italy.
Yeah.
Unless DiMaggio is still playing, that's outrageous.
Italy has some major leaguers, definitely, but they're like you haven't heard of them unless you're a big fan, major leaguers, where we, the United States, are fielding an all-star team of some of the biggest names in all of the world, and we were down 8-0 to the Italians last night and ended up losing. And we might be out of the tournament, depending on how Mexico does today.
Yeah. Well, that's why they play, you know, a seven-game series, and they play 162 games, because the nature of the game of baseball, a lesser team can beat a better team.
Especially with a hot pitcher, because, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, so. That's too bad, though. National humiliation during this time of war would not be good.
Yeah. Not good for ratings, either, to lose the U.S., because I'm sure they're looking forward to the U.S.-Japan matchup eventually. Okay, we'll get into some of the news on the way. If you missed the segment, it's the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from ConsumerAffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today! Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820 a year. And because he literally wrote the words, switch today, in capital letters, with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So, folks, take it from James. in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And finally, a male enhancement supplement called Rhino Choco VIP 10X has been recalled because it contains the active ingredient found in the erectile dysfunction drug Cialis. Customers became suspicious when they took something called Rhino Choco VIP 10X and it actually worked.
Yeah. No kidding. I take one of those. You probably bought it at the convenience store and I'm thinking, eh.
This might have aspirin in it.
Hey, we got some breaking news. Dozens of countries have agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil from the reserves in a move to ease prices on the global oil market. So, big release of reserve oil during the Iranian war, which helps Trump out in the war effort, I think. Hurts Russia, which is good. So, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I don't recall a major news story that had so many possible outcomes. I mean, like the thing with Ukraine and Russia, I can come up with like three, probably. But this has half a dozen of possible outcomes. Anyway,
I can make
it to come.
I can make a transition from that to what we're about to talk about in that I'm a little tired of hearing the constant chatter of how expensive this war is. For instance, one of the big talking points of the last 24 hours was the initial days cost $5 billion. Really? All of a sudden, $5 billion gets your attention. $9 billion of taxpayer money stolen in Minnesota alone wasn't of any interest to you. In a tiny
you're a fiscal
state,
hawk now, are you? Oh,
in a tiny state.
Yes.
But $5 billion of the immense defense budget gets your attention, and that's like a headline for you. Okay, whatever. Speaking of wasted money, CBS Evening News last night with a big story about all the fraud that's going on in another different area. Here we go.
69-year-old Dr. Lynn Ayani was, according to Medicare records, dying in hospice care 2 years ago. Something she discovered when she sought physical therapy for a pickleball injury.
And I said, what?
Ayani's Medicare number had been stolen and used by a company to enroll her in hospice care. A CBS News investigation found an industry ripe for fraud, especially in California. Companies accused of overbilling. Real patients denied care, and it's costing hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. CBS News analyzed every hospice licensed in LA County, more than 1,700, and checked for the same warning signs the state used in an audit of the industry, like multiple hospices packed into one building, or caregivers whose patients, supposedly at death's door, are discharged alive.
And that's just in LA County, and why can CBS News do that, but, you know, no government auditor can, for some reason, you know, compare. You look at a building and you realize, what, there's like dozens of these rehab clinics here? I find that hard to believe. Because they don't care. That's exactly right. That's why. They don't care.
There's more to this story. 3 years ago, California state auditor, which is surprising that the state auditor would do anything in California, sounded the alarm that L.A. County had seen a 1,500% increase in hospice companies since 2010. So a dozen years, 15 times as many hospice companies, more than six times the national average relative to its elderly population.
Well, that's like when they were grilling, what's the bald-headed governor of Minnesota? Tim Walz the other day about there was a 150% increase in a year in various kinds of autism clinics.
Right.
And like in 1 year? Come on. Wall Street Journal had a big story about the autism therapy thing and how what a big chunk of Medicaid fraud that is. Like, it's a giant, giant industry where all kinds of people are, sometimes people that don't even exist are getting money.
Yeah, yeah. So the boom in autism therapy is Medicaid's fastest growing jackpot. Companies have found lucrative opportunities to capitalize on a growing need, billing long hours, extracting payments as high as $800 an hour. Here's this cute Midwestern gal. She looks to be, her age is probably in here somewhere, and there's certainly no more than 40s, young woman. She first launched her autism therapy business in 2019. Let me do some quick math for you. It's like 6-7 years ago, max, okay? And she took aim at an unlikely source of profit. Indiana's taxpayer-funded Medicaid program, public insurance system for the poor. Worth noting, before we even dive into this, Indiana has cleaned up their act a lot under their governor. They are a case study in nipping this crap in the bud as opposed to, like, Minnesota or California. But having said that, here's what it looks like. Now, she founded this thing in 2019. In 2023, the state paid Ms. Mitchell's company, Piece by Piece Autism Centers, $29 million in a year to provide therapy to just 84 patients. That's about $340,000 per child, which surpassed what Indiana Medicaid typically spends in a year treating a newly diagnosed lung cancer patient or covering a year of 24-hour nursing home care. But it all got by because nobody gives a crap about taxpayer dollars. Reimbursements were as high as $640 an hour for a routine therapy that can be administered by workers with little more than a high school diploma. Its highest payments were more than 10 times higher than the nation's average. But nobody cared. She just submitted these gigantic, breathtaking bills, and they kept getting paid. Unbelievable. Mitchell said her company complied with Indiana's rules, and the state never objected to her prices. Quote, and this is the woman, "I don't think Indiana really had any oversight, or not much," said Mitchell, who bought a series of properties, including a $2.5 million home on Florida's Sanibel Island and a $600,000 waterfront house on the Tippecanoe River in Indiana, while her company's Medicaid billings soared.
So are there little autistic kids who are actually getting paired, getting care, and their incredibly stressed out parents trying to figure out how to deal with the situation?
They don't make that clear. The hallmark of the Minnesota Somali scandal, it wasn't all Somalis, but a lot, was that the kids either didn't exist or didn't have autism.
Right.
There were kickbacks to the parents, that sort of thing. This appears to be just an entrepreneur saying, I'm going to follow all the rules, but I'm going to bill them just ridiculous amounts and see if they'll pay it. And the answer was, yes, they will.
I don't know where I draw the line on that one. I mean, at some point you're ripping people off, but if I send in paperwork says I'm now charging $800 an hour and you just send me back a check.
I hear you. So the Wall Street Journal analyzed providers' payments per patient as well as the overall number of hours per patient, blah, blah, blah. Many providers nationwide billed a high number of hours of therapy for nearly every patient. Experts said that therapy plans should be tailored to individual children's needs, and the numbers should vary. But this one autism treatment plant in Seattle, it's a program run through Seattle Children's Hospital, said she never recommends 40 hours per week.
Of course not. That would be nuts.
But a lot of journal analysis billed, let's see, in Indiana, Minnesota, Colorado, slow down, Joe, and Florida alone, 61 different autism therapy companies out of about 1,100 billed an average of 30 or more hours of weekly therapy per child in 2023.
If you've ever had a kid that had to do any kind of therapy, that's not the numbers you have, unless you've got a profoundly autistic or injured kid, you're not doing 30 to 40 hours worth of anything. I mean, it would just be unworkable.
Private equity-backed Action Behavior Centers, one of the largest U.S. providers, billed Colorado's Medicaid program for some of the most hours per patient of any provider. Its children received an average of 33 hours of therapy a week, with more than three-quarters getting full-time therapy in at least 1 week. Action received $18 million in Medicaid payments from the state that year.
So the problem with a lot of this is you can't get people to care enough to get any momentum to hold anybody to account. Nobody ever pays a price for this stuff. Very, very few. And the only way, there's only one single way you can stop this sort of stuff from happening, And it's you don't give the government the money in the first place. That's the only thing you can do. Now, how you work that out with the fact that there are kids with autism and they do need care and we do have a safety net that takes care of them without letting it get out of hand, I don't know. But if you send them less money, there's less opportunity to steal it.
Yeah, true enough. And if you see a 700% increase in a particular sort of expenditure in a year or two, that ought to be a red flag.
Nobody cares about that.
In a closely related story, a couple of Democratic politicians with the hots for the White House. A couple of senators. We'll go into the particulars in a bit, including old Spartacus guy. What's it? Cory Booker. Their big plan for quote unquote affordability is to further narrow the tax pool. Grant no federal income tax to people who make up to X thousand dollars a year, and it's a lot higher than it is right now.
Okay,
so they want to get even fewer people who give a single S about how tax money is spent.
Well, we've got the tax story of the day for the crowd that likes that sort of thing coming up right after we tell you about Rupp Greens, which is a live supplement you add to your dog's food. Your dog's food is going to stay the same, but you're going to start adding Rupp Greens on top of it for the health of your dog.
You see, traditional dog food is shelf-stable for years because it's lifeless. Rupp Greens brings the nutrition back, packed with live vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and omega oils. It's all about keeping your dog active, mobile, and alert as they age with all sorts of great natural antioxidants and other stuff.
Yeah, so you can try it out for free, just the shipping cost. Rupp Greens is offering a free jumpstart trial bag. All you do is cover the shipping and use the discount code ARMSTRONG to claim your free jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com, RUFFGreens.com.
RuffGreens.com. Remember that promo code Armstrong. Don't change your dog's food. Just add Rupp Greens and watch the health benefits come alive. Again, you just cover the shipping. RuffGreens.com. Remember that promo code Armstrong.
So David Drucker, friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, who we've had on many, many times, writing about taxes today and what Joe was just talking about, narrowing the tax base. Presuming that wealthy voters aren't going to vote with their feet and relocate to avoid onerous taxes in today's post-pandemic society is foolish, politically and as a matter of public policy. What is he responding to? The news that Howard Schultz is leaving Seattle. He started Starbucks Company. He became incredibly rich. Seattle is his home. He's a big entrepreneur. He's a star there. He's leaving the same day that the legislature in Washington passed a 9.9% state tax on income over $1 million a year. They currently have zero state tax, but now they're going to have 9.9% on all income over $1 million a year. And the richest guy, I don't know if he's the richest guy in Seattle, but he's got to be in the running, is saying, I'm out, and he's moving to Florida.
Unless my math is incorrect, if you make $1 million a year, first of all, congratulations. Secondly, that's a $100,000 tax increase. All of a sudden.
If only if you make $1 million a year, yeah. So,
yeah.
Above it. Yeah, that's something. That's something. And again, as David Drucker said, you think that rich people are just going to stick around? Oh, shucks. I guess I'll have to pay the 5% billionaire tax in California or the 10% new millionaire tax in Washington or wherever, and that people aren't going to leave? What is your thinking there?
I could afford to live anywhere on earth, but I'll just write a check for $100,000 or more to Washington State,
right.
I guess.
Yeah, good point. These people are more mobile than the rest of us. We know what he bought, Schultz. He just bought a $44 million penthouse at the Surf Club at the Four Seasons private residence in Miami. I'm looking at it, and it looks pretty damn nice with a pretty cool view.
I'll bet it is, yeah.
But
yeah.
People of his wealth can say, you know what? I'll come back and visit anytime I want on a private plane, but I'm out of here.
My final note on this, and I'd love to talk about this more later, is the edumacation you get in life. Because I remember studying, you know, politics and political systems in college, and everybody approaches it as if people are rational, as if voters are rational, for instance, and have reasonably good information. I'm going to read you a sentence from a story about how the far left political parties are surging in Europe, especially among, of course, young voters. And they highlight for a moment here the Green Party in Britain. It wants to nationalize utilities, legalize drugs, withdraw from NATO, welcome all asylum seekers, heavily tax private landlords. And, of course, they're deeply critical of Israel's military actions in Gaza.
There you go.
So you're going to tax the crap out of landlords. That'll free up some housing. And withdraw from NATO? These people are freaking insane. And yet they're getting growing support.
In emoji news coming up, Apple has dropped 8 new emojis. And as always happens, it comes with an apology for one of the emojis. What? That idiot. And other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Kick off your week with straight up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Join us for a live jazz concert at Shasta College, March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy an evening of dynamic rhythms and classic jazz standards. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. For more information, go to shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
He said Trump ran on no more stupid wars, and now we're in one. So that's his take. And again, I don't know how much of MAGA that represents. No idea.
Well, yeah, he came off as a guy who just doesn't know much about the topic and is mystified.
Eight new emojis just dropped from Apple, including one controversial icon that prompted an apology from Apple.
Oh, no.
I've never used an emoji because I'm a grown-up, but they've got eight new emojis. How many emojis there are now? There's like a lot, right?
Hundreds.
Eight new ones that were approved. This is the part I like. This is the reason I'm bringing it up. That were approved by the Unicode Consortium. Oh, okay. I'd like to be involved in that. That'll be fun meetings you go into, and somebody puts an emoji up there, and then you argue about whether or not it should be on the iPhone, and then you have a vote.
I would do it.
A guy with a pirate patch? What about the one-eyed? How are they going to feel about this? You know, and that sort of thing.
What about seafaring marauders? They don't like it's a culture, not a costume.
Right. That sort of thing. So here are your new emojis that you'll be able to use however you want. Ballet dancer. You think you needed that okay. Now and then.
That looks like a guy, just to let you know.
Okay.
It's a dude in a leotard.
Right. Trombone. Joe will be able to drop that one now and then. Sorry. Oh. Sorry I couldn't take your call. I was busy. And then you got your trombone emoji.
I think it's probably more used as like a sad trombone. That's what I'm guessing.
I have no idea.
You would use that emoji for? Katie, you buy that?
Yeah, sure.
Treasure chest, fight cloud, kind of like looks like from the old Looney Tunes when they get in a fight. It's just like,
okay, dust flying. Okay,
orca the whale, a landslide, a hairy creature.
What does that look like?
Hairy creature which looks to be Bigfoot. If I used emojis, I might use that one. I don't know for what, but and then a distorted face, which is somehow controversial, and I couldn't finish the paragraph that explained why because it was boring me too much.
I gave up with the pregnant man when they released that one.
Oh,
do they still have that on there?
Oh, yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah, because I've gone to send the pregnant
Apple,
woman.
Men can't get pregnant.
Well, according to Apple, Joe, they can.
Okay.
Well, they can't is the thing.
So that one got by the... Again.
So have you accidentally sent the pregnant man emoji, Katie?
You know I have.
I really would like to be on the Unicode Consortium. Let me on there. I'd love to sit around and argue about various emojis all day long. Sounds like a good idea. And then all the different faces, and I've had to regularly do this, where somebody sends me an emoji, and I'm like, I don't know what they're trying to tell me. So I take the emoji and I paste it on Google and say, what the hell does this mean? And then it explains it to me.
There's the pregnant man. Or maybe he just drinks a lot of beer. Got a food baby.
Because like the basic faces where you got the two eyes with the straight mouth or the slightly downcurved mouth, but the downcurved mouth, but the big eyes, or the downcurved mouth with the with the closed eyes, or the downturned mouth, but the eyebrows raised. I mean, those are all very subtle variations.
Right.
And I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
See, I do, though. And Katie does. I wonder if you have, like, some sort of deficit for that sort of thing.
Maybe.
One's skeptical, the other's mildly disappointed. The other's, you know, I don't remember the list you just read.
Well, they're so small, I can barely see them anyway. I'm holding my phone out here.
And you're blind.
I don't know what that is.
I'm gonna start
blind
the
old
emoji
man yells
overloaded.
At emojis. Yeah.
Why don't you use words? Like we started doing about, I don't know, a million years ago. Explain to me what you were thinking about me in words. Are your eyes closed or open? I don't know what's going on here. We got more on the way. If you miss it, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.